After the funeral, did things seem to pick back up very quickly, or did it seem like it took President Johnson a while to get himself established? And how did the country bounce back from this after the few days after the funeral?
I don't think the country bounced back, and sometimes I even wonder if we have ever really gotten over it, even today, because I think we lost our, I think the country lost its innocence after that, and everything was thrown into a turmoil. I think people really just kind of felt lost. Our president had been murdered, something we never thought would happen, and it really did something to the morale of the country as a whole. And sometimes I wonder if we have ever really gotten over that.
Looking at you, we brought up President Johnson. Did he show, what did he show, this is kind of backing up a little bit, but what did he show during the on the day that Kennedy was assassinated and the time after that up until the funeral and even afterwards, how did he show his feelings of the situation? How did he deal with it? Did he seem, just how did he seem to react?
He seemed sad. I never really thought Lyndon Johnson was a very emotional man. But I thought he seemed saddened by all this.
Were Johnson and Kennedy, did they ever seem close?
I can't remember that. I don't really think so. They never seemed that close to me, as far as my opinion.
Did, following the funeral, did as far as, were people able to get the emotional part out of the way? Did things seem to really clear up and the chaos calm down at the White House and stuff there? Were things, did it seem like the, when he was buried, that things were kind of put away and put behind and go on with, or...
I don't remember a lot about that. Not for a few days. I think it took a few days for everything to settle down, because their things had to be moved out. And it was still so fresh on everyone's minds. During the whole time, I can remember thinking, well, you know, this is a bad dream, and we're going to wake up and this is going to be over with, you know. That's the way it seemed, just a nightmare, a bad dream. It was just unreal.
Did, to your knowledge, did Jackie Kennedy ever make any type of speech to the country or talk to the country any about this?
I can't remember Jackie ever making a speech to the country.
All right, let's back up a little more. You mentioned Jackie earlier and how she did with the kids. Describe what Jackie seemed to be feeling at this time and how she reacted.
Well, I think Jackie, to begin with, was in shock too, and you could tell she was very sad, but she held her composure well, and she really represented this country well. She was very dignified through all this.
Did she ever show signs of breaking down just on screen?
No, not that I can remember. She cried. You know, there were tears. That's not what I mean. But she never lost her composure. She never really looked like... One time, during... They chose to walk behind the caisson that carried the body all the way from the church to the cemetery. And they did this with the drum roll. And they chose to walk. And I believe it was after they got to the grave. One time she kind of stumbled. But other than that, that's the only thing I remember.
Did the country seem to reach out to the Kennedys during this time, or did they seem to just kind of accept it as being sad because they lost their president?
I think the country reached out to the Kennedys. Of course, you know, you always have a few. Not everyone liked John Kennedy. And you always have a few who are going to be glad things like this happen. But they were in the minority. And I think everyone felt for his family. They felt for Jackie. They felt for his mother, his brothers and sisters, because the Kennedys were a close-knit family.
So the Kennedys were upset. The Kennedys did not take this too well then, did they?
Well, they were composed, but of course they were heartbroken about it. But they were very dignified too. They handled it with dignity.
Speaking of the Kennedy family, did they seem to pull together for this, or were they divided? And did they seem to reach out to Jackie and the kids?
They seemed to pull together. They were very devoted to Jackie, especially Robert. Robert stayed with her through it all. He was always by her side. At the funeral at the cemetery, he walked with her to the cemetery.
Looking back to sum up the Kennedy years, let me ask you one question about the Peace Corps of JFK. What can you tell me about those?
What I remember about the Peace Corps, this was a volunteer organization. The members of the Peace Corps worked outside this country. They went into other countries and they taught these people how to raise their standard of living. For instance, maybe carpenters would go and they would live with these people, work alongside these people, and show them how to maybe build a better house. Maybe a farmer will go teach them how to produce more food, how they could improve their crops, that kind of thing. They did not go over there and do the work for these people, but they went over there and lived with these people of other countries and showed them how to do these things. There was also another volunteer group, the Vista Volunteers. And I don't remember a lot about this group. I kind of want to think they did maybe volunteer work here in the United States of some type. Maybe helping people. I remember hearing the advertisements, what you needed to do if you wanted to join the Vista Volunteer Group, but I can't remember a lot about that group.
Okay, so looking back at the Kennedy administration, the Kennedy as a man, Jackie, just the family, What would you say, and how would you summarize the Kennedys? John F. and his wife and family. Not brothers and sisters, but just John F. and his.
Well, they kind of... I can't really say they typified the ordinary family back in the 60s, because they were rich, they were famous, they had a lot of money, but they were energetic, and there was a young family in the White House. This enthused the people of the United States. John Kennedy was very positive about the country, and that helped the people. When you listen to his speeches, it gave you enthusiasm. It made you want to get out and do something to make your country better. Back then, in the 60s, when I was still in high school, the main goals of the girls were go to school, graduate, maybe land a good secretarial job, get married, and then your husband would look after you for the rest of your life while you stayed home and raised the family. And of course, a few years after this, things begin to change.
So would you say that a lot of young people patterned the way that they hope to achieve things and the way that they want to see their family do, and just things in general, after the Kennedy family?
Probably. But I will say, as I said before, Jackie was not the type president's wife who stayed in the limelight a lot. She did go with him on some of his campaigns, but not much. She mostly hosted the parties like the women did back in the 60s. They stayed home, they took care of the domestic things at home, and the men were in the forefront with the politics. There were not that many women involved in politics at that time, and she hosted the parties and did that type of thing. And this is kind of the way the women were during the early 60s. If you went on to college, you either, more than likely, you became a school teacher. That was the thing back then that most girls who went to college went into, was school teaching. And Jackie did not have issues that she pushed, such as Hillary Clinton started out with, even Barbara Bush, when she was the first lady. Jackie Kennedy did not have any issues. Lady Bird Johnson had a few things that she was involved with. She had a Let's Beautify America thing whereby she planted wildflowers everywhere and wanted everybody else to plant wildflowers everywhere. And I can't remember anything that Jackie Kennedy pushed when John Kennedy was in the White House. She, like I said,